Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get into some music. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to keep the theme going in Christmas music because it's almost Christmas.
to you, baby, for no reason. Just to me a chance. I've been on for the holidays. It's been a while since I've seen your face. Can I put love on you? Can I put love on you? We've been apart for 100 days and finally be in the same place. Got a present for you. Got a present. I'll be home for the holidays. Now I'm feeling that fire, la-la-la-los. We cruising around town, turn up. With some Christmas lights on the front. Can't believe we ever broke up. So I love what you're doing to me. And I'm really living in a Hallmark movie. Cause it's the giving season. I wanna give my all to you, baby, for no reason. I've been on for the holidays. It's been a while since I've seen your face. Can I put love on you? Can I put love on you? We've been apart for 100 days and we'll finally be in the same place. Got a present for you. Got a present. I'll be home for the holidays. I'll be home for the holidays. I'll be home. For the holidays, been a while since seeing your face. Can I put love on you? Can I put love on you? I'll be home for the holidays. ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. We're walking in a winter wonderland. And gone away is the bluebird. But here to stay, stay, stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. We're walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, babe. We'll face unafraid all the plans that we made. We're walking in a winter wonderland. Thank you.
In these things I delight, declares the Lord. And so as you enter into God in prayer, spend time getting to know a greater depth of the steadfast love, justice, and righteousness of your God. Meditate on the importance of knowing your Heavenly Father intimately. Proverbs verse 8, chapter 8, verse 17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Ask God to make the reality of His presence and nearness to you in these moments. Spend time getting to know the person of Jesus. While you may not be able to see Him with your physical eyes, He will open the eyes of your heart to see Him and know Him. If you give Him a chance, He will make His nearness known to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, and what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints. As believers, we must learn to live by faith. It is through faith in the truth of God's Word that He is real and that He loves us, that we begin to experience the Christianity Jesus died to give us. Religion apart from relationship leads to spiritual mediocrity. Okay, Christ came to set us free from the bonds of the law. He came to usher in a new covenant of grace and intimacy with God rather than a religion of merely rules and regulations. May you grow daily in your pursuit of knowing the reality and love of your Heavenly Father and Jesus whom He has sent. I highly suggest you read Ephesians chapter 1. It'll bring this devotional more to life. Amen. Now let's get into the most important question of all, and that is, do you know your Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and need some. Okay, or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual morality, okay, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can fix it. But in order for Him to do so, He has to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Okay, well, we got some callers. Okay, let's see who we got. We'll go to the longest one first. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Pastor Ken. I just wanted to say that I really appreciate you and your show. Your sermons are fantastic, and I've been listening to them for a long time, but I've never called in. I just want to say I'm disabled, and you've really changed my life and led me closer to the Lord.
Amen. I'm glad I can be of help.
I do want to say something, though. The other day I was reading chat, and you called someone retarded. And I'd like an apology because it hurts my feelings as a disabled man to call somebody retarded when they're acting stupid. It really hurts
my
feelings.
Well, I apologize for that. I apologize for that. Okay? I was maybe being a little facetious.
I think you maybe need to cool down sometimes, you know. You said this word, and I had to tune the show off. I started crying because when I was in middle school, I got bullied by being called retarded all the time, and it made me sad.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm sorry about that, you know.
I think you need to pray for yourself on air, ask for God's forgiveness.
Yeah. I already have. I prayed in private. Okay.
Can we pray together? Can we pray together really quick?
Huh?
Can we pray together really quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Father, Abba, I promise I will always be true to you, that I will always love you, and that I will never say the word retarded again, and that I will stop lying about having prayed in private about not saying the word retarded. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And please don't lie to me again about praying in private over the use of the word retarded, because I can sense a liar here.
Okay. Well, God bless you, sir. Have a blessed night.
God bless you. Don't ever say it again, or else I'm never going to tune in again. You've changed my life, but I'm not afraid to cut you off. You're some sort of, you know, bad person in my life, because I've done that before. And
okay.
Your use of that and suck my ass to other people the other night was atrocious.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry about that. Okay. 585.
Hey, Kenny. Cobra Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
All right. How you doing, Cobra Jeff?
Hey, not bad. Being that it's almost Christmas time, I had a quick question for you. We had talked about this a few weeks ago. Did you ever consider sponsoring Grover for Christmas? Remember we talked
no,
about that?
No, can't do it.
And why is that? I just want to know why. I mean, we voiced our opinion. I mean, Grover is in need this holiday season, and that's part of what Christmas is all about, is helping less fortunate people around. And being Grover's
in
your area.
Since COVID is still very, very, very out there, okay? I'm not going out and sending into the world as of yet, okay? I'm staying in because I do suffer from COPD myself, okay? And I can't take a chance of getting COVID.
Okay, that's understandable, but you said you had a garage. Can't you just press the garage door button and open it and just, like, throw a blanket down and let Grover sleep in the garage? I mean, the man's got to be cold. I mean, he's not doing too good either. And, you know, you got to be there for him. I mean, he's part of your flock. He needs your help.
Well, you know, like I said, Haven of Hope has lots of room. He's getting a warm bed. He's getting a warm bed. Okay.
Well, what about making him a hot meal? Would you consider that, just leaving it at your doorstep? You know he's hungry.
Well,
I'm just trying to come up with ideas, Kenny. I mean, this time of year, everybody needs to be more open-minded. You know, we all need to stick together and be there for each other. I know COVID is still a thing, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there less fortunate than ourselves. And Grover, you know, being in our community is one of them. And I think we should be there for the man. And you being a pastor of all people should be the first one to be there.
Yeah,
don't you agree?
Well,
a nice ham sandwich would make his day, I'm telling you. Can't you just throw it in a Ziploc bag and, like, throw it outside for him? I'm just trying to help out, man. I mean, I was talking to Grover a couple of days ago, and he didn't sound too good. You know, he was telling me he was very hungry, and no one's helping him. And I'm too far away to help him out, or else I'd be the first one down there doing whatever I could. You're supposed to be there for people.
Well, like I said, they do get meals at Haven for Hope. Okay.
You're back on them, people. But I get what you're saying, but you as a pastor should be the first person helping out. You're turning your back on Grover. I mean, Kenny, I've always respected you, but this is really changing my mind here. This is not good.
Well, you know, I can't help everybody in the world, right?
Damn it, Kenny, stop being a pussy and give him some damn food.
Okay. All right.
Put me on mute.
Okay. All right. 111.
Hello, my name is Roger Goldstein. I'm down here in Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm wondering how you're doing today, Pastor Kenneth Fishman.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great right now with Hanukkah, and I've been spending it with my family, and it's just been fantastic. A great day away from my job, and spending Hanukkah with my family is just, you know, the best thing that can be offered.
Amen to that.
Now, I'm wondering what you're doing to observe Hanukkah. Have you been playing any Hanukkah songs on your show? I just tuned in.
No, I actually haven't, okay, because I don't have any for some reason, okay? But I'll look and see if I can find some, okay?
Yeah, I'd really appreciate that. Now, I just have a question. Are you part Jewish, or are you any percentage Jewish?
Yeah, I was born Jewish.
You were born Jewish. Interesting. Well, then you're still Jewish in my eyes. But as a Jew, I heard you have a swastika tattoo. I'm a bit offended by that. Why?
Okay. All right. 111.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey. Sorry about that. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To you and to Farrar. Hey, are you going to call your children or your ex-wife and wish them a Merry Christmas? Kenny?
But that's really none of your concern.
But are you really? But how are you going to if they died in that car bombing in Tel Aviv? I mean, I think we should all pray for their.
Uh-huh. All right. 111.
Kenny.
Yeah, Don.
I have a question, brother. It's a godly question. I just wanted to know if it ever affects your pastoral duties that you're such a gaping, wide, mega pussy.
Uh-huh. Goodbye, Don. Okay.
This is an anonymous caller, and I'm wondering why you're such a chicken about Tony Gagardo and why you won't call into his show.
I'm not chicken. I just don't bother with his show anymore.
What did you think about the SmackDown that Don Cornelius, Pastor Veal, and Johnny Longfeather laid down on you yesterday, and how will you respond and recover? You're losing members of your church as we speak. What do you say? What do you say for yourself?
What do I say for myself? Well, I don't really say anything. I don't really care. Okay.
Well, you should care because I know some people are reporting you to Texas for charity fraud.
Well, they can do whatever they want to do.
Are you going to be wishing a Merry Christmas to the man who you stole his brother's identity when he, you know, the death?
Hark, Kenny, do you shave your pussy? Is it hairy?
Hey, Ken. How are you doing tonight? Hey, you're really going through a lot of calls tonight. This is like your biggest night of calls in a long time. What's going on?
Nothing much.
Why are you getting so many calls, and why are they so quickly being hung up on?
Well, because they ain't got nothing valid to say.
Oh. I feel like you're not giving them a chance. Are you okay? You seem upset.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. There was some situation where you were basically chickened out and wouldn't call Tony Gaga, and you're basically being a pussy. Is that correct? Is that what I hear?
No.
So the people who said that, they're lying?
Yeah. I don't call Tony Gaga anymore, okay?
Why?
He's not worth my time.
Why do you and your boyfriend, whom you live with like you're married, even though you're already married, why do you sit and listen to him so much then?
All right. Okay, let's see, 502.
Good evening, Pastor Ken. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. My name is Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Anyways, I was wondering if you had anything planned or if you were for anything planned to celebrate the holidays of Christmas, you know, with this crazy time, you know. We all need to come together to spread, you know, cheer and brighten up people's days.
Well, I mean, with COVID being rampant, okay, we're not really planning on going anywhere or things like that. We're just going to have Christmas at home.
Understood. I'm just enjoying a nice cheeseburger from Johnny Longfeather's Cheeseburger Emporium. It tastes a little bit funny. I don't know.
Okay. All right. This is crazy. Well, I'm going to play some music.
Don't lose running low. That's the reason, though.
get into the prophetic word for the day, and we're going to call it a night. The Father says today, I am captivating you with my peace. I have given you my peace, and I have released to you. My peace is harmony is coming to all affairs of your life. Where there has been turmoil, I have spoken softly. Peace be still. Be still inwardly and still in your mind. Be still in your emotions and do not let anything move you out of the place of peace. I have provided you. Agitation has no place in you. Raised voices and stressed out emotions are not in your portion. They have no expression in the new creation that I have caused you to become. You have ascended and you have taken your place here by me, and nothing shall disturb or perturb the composure you have at my side. The search is over, says God. What others have denied you, I have accorded you. Where others have manipulated you and tormented you with false promises, I have now freely given you. You may turn away from those illegitimate authorities, for you have outgrown their machinations and manipulations. Your peace that I have given you will not be taken away. My peace is a peace that passes understanding. My peace is on the inside of you that has eliminated in you the need for explanation or rationalization about what happens next. My peace has placed in you the fast lane where your needs are miraculously met and your desires are spontaneously fulfilled. You are walking forward this day on the yes and amen, and telling them that is my free and loving gift to you this very day. Accept it and know it. Not as earned reward, but a free and loving endowment upon what such as yourself that I have loved so well and will bring you forward to the total apprehension of all that you have cried out to me for, says God. Well, this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen.
Tony G is supposedly somewhere in your chat room. I couldn't get the...
Yeah, he's right there.
He's in your chat room, but supposedly he's in queue. But he won't say what area code, so obviously he doesn't want to come on.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find Tony. Okay, he might be here. It was in one of the 111s. Let's find out. 111.
Nope, this is Pastor Veal, you liar. Go pick up Tony. Nope, pick up Tony, you bloody pussy. Pick up Tony, wrong number, bloody pussy.
I already took that one.
Hey, Ken, this is Grovelog. I'm for real, they treat me. You're like a real pussy. I don't know why you're pussing out on me here. I need.
Yep. Okay. Whatever.
Here's the last 111.
Last 111.
Why you being a pussy motherfucker?
That's not him.
Yep.
Well, I came in here to get schooled, and there's no more callers. I'm looking at the board, so I'm going to go back and sit down. That was a fail.
So it's
just silly when they say they're going to call in and they don't. Everybody was telling me, you're going to get schooled, and they're going to school you, and you're going to cry to your mama, and you're going to feel so bad you're probably going to kill yourself and everything else.
Yeah.
And then they don't even call. And I was still looking forward to a suicidal holiday.
Yeah.
All dark and dreary.
Yeah.
Happy holidays to everybody in the chat room, though.
Yeah, that'd be all it is, and I'm going to call it a night. But God bless you all. Have a great night. Okay, see you Saturday night. Bye.